Is it nature or nurture? Or is it both? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jason Boardman, professor of sociology at the University of Colorado, examines whether each plays a part in our development.
During the past two decades, we have witnessed incredible progress in our scientific efforts to understand the human genome and how genes contribute to traits like height, physical health, and mental health. The original work in this area approached this question from a nature or nurture perspective, but it is increasingly clear that most phenomena are best described as nature and nurture. To consider the role of genes in predicting health behaviors such as smoking without considering the physical, social, and historical context in which smoking behaviors take place only captures a limited part of the story. Work in this area uses the expression G by E, in which G is gene, E is environment, and the by suggests that genes and environment interact with one another. For example, some have shown that individuals with a specific genotype are particularly sensitive to the effects of stressful life events, while those with a different genotype barely respond to these environmental stressors. Many use the language of orchids and dandelions to differentiate these two groups, in which orchids only thrive in a very particular environment, but dandelions look the same regardless of how much sunlight or water they receive. With respect to my work, we've shown that genetic tendencies to become a regular smoker are triggered among adolescents who attend schools in which the most popular students also smoke the most. Again, as with most phenomena, this is nature and nurture. Importantly, my research stresses the need to consider the broad social environment, such as schools, neighborhoods, and even state of residence, as critical components of the environment.
That was Jason Boardman of the University of Colorado. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.